NABA, your daily Oman news briefing. Monday, 13th April, 2026. Diplomatic ties with Botswana and new innovation initiatives in Oman. His Majesty Sultan Haitham bin Tariq held high-level talks with the President of Botswana, strengthening bilateral cooperation. Meanwhile, Oman continues to advance its economic and academic sectors with new international innovation conferences and sustainability programs, even as residents are cautioned about incoming high wind weather patterns. Here are the top headlines. Sultan Haitham and President Boko sign key bilateral cooperation agreements. The signing of these agreements underscores Oman's commitment to expanding its international partnerships. This visit highlights diplomatic efforts to foster cooperation with African nations across various strategic sectors. His Majesty the Sultan receives the President of Botswana in Muscat. This reception marks a significant diplomatic engagement between the two countries. It provides a formal framework for discussing mutual interests and strengthening bilateral relations during the President's working visit. Central Bank of Oman allots OMR 2.1 million in treasury bills. Treasury bill allotments are a standard instrument for the central bank to manage liquidity within the banking system. This activity reflects ongoing fiscal operations to stabilize monetary conditions in the Sultanate. Also in today's briefing, Ministry of Economy hosts symposium on proactive regulatory monitoring systems. International Conference on Business Sustainability begins in Muscat today. Civil Aviation Authority warns of active winds across most governorates. South Sharkia launches campaign against illegal waste dumping in public. Ministry of Health partners to provide specialized care for cleft lip. Jannik Senner reclaims world tennis top ranking from Carlos Alcaraz. Manchester City's Rayan Cherki discusses Premier League title race pressures. Manchester City defeats Chelsea 3-0 in Premier League action. Omani referees selected for AFC Champions League final stages. Omani journalists win seat on International Sports Press Association board. Advice provided on navigating AI-driven employment screening and recruitment robots. World Bank discusses regional uncertainty and Oman's stable outlook. Depths of the Earth geology exhibition opens in Ibri. Commentary addresses administrative pay gaps within state government agencies. International conference examines methods for boosting national innovation ecosystems. Tafar University hosts Sustainability Week for Youth Innovation and Empowerment. This has been NABA, your daily Oman news briefing. Follow us at naba.om and subscribe on WhatsApp for daily updates. Thank you for listening.